light of the topic, secular drift, for many of us, it should first prompt a question of, what is it? Which is always a great place to start. It's pretty difficult to begin to deal with something which we have no internal definition for. And if we don't call it what it is, how can we possibly deal with it effectively? According to Webster's dictionary, the word secular means denoting attitudes, activities, or other things that have no religious or spiritual basis. And to explain it a little further, secularism says that the world, especially past and current human existence, is without any objective meaning, purpose, or essential value. To have secular thinking enunciates that all we do goes nowhere and does nothing. Yeah, that's ugly. What has invaded the church is this subtly invasive idea almost running parallel to the ground, that there is no reasonable proof of the existence of a higher ruler or creator, no need of God or a right morality. Therefore, life has no truth, and no one action is known to be preferable to another. It's as silly as fleas on a dog's back, meeting together and saying, "We see no evidence of a dog, we only see the forest of hair." All too often, especially in the younger generation, when you can get a straight answer, on one hand comes this socially acceptable churchianity answer, filled with all the right Christianese, just sticky sweet and all about Jesus. But if you continue the conversation, asking some potentially pokey questions, suddenly there starts appearing a very opposing viewpoint from the same people which says, "You can believe what you want, and it's correct for you. And if you really believe eating tuna every day is what gets you into heaven, then for you, it probably will get you into the presence of God forevermore, eating tuna and being happy." James 3:11. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Think about it. A while back in a couple programs, I asked the question, whose side are you on, God or the devil? I didn't ask that question for nothing. It was asked for us to carefully consider and come to a conclusion. Are you going left or right? One way leads to Christ, and the other leads to hell. How do you choose? And you must choose. I have come to the conclusion that there are believers in the church who say they are Christians, while at the same time upholding and even defending value systems that are secular. Friends, there is no such thing as secular Christianity. It is totally contradictory. It is like saying righteously evil or positively negative. Both are a total contradiction, like secular Christian is completely contradictory. To be a secular Christian is to be sugar-coated with spirituality and outward peace, but have foundations that reflect we don't need God and we are sufficient in ourselves. The secular view says we are our own beginning and end, our own mothers and fathers, and this secular drift, which has invaded the mind and heart of the church, is slow moving like a morning fog, just drifting along, appearing innocuous, inspiring people to become passive sheep being led to the slaughter, all the while loving their getting along, being nice and agreeable, ad nauseum, or till the stomach turns. The church suffers from false consensus, which is derived from our desire to conform and to be liked by others and within our own church group. Because no one disputes our perception, we tend to think everybody thinks the same way. We're watered down, clouds with no rain. We've become milquetoast about God, deceived about the enemy of our souls. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Jude 1, 12 to 13. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Does that sound like someone you want to be? No. Who in their right mind actually wants to be twice dead with no fruit pulled up by the roots? Nobody. Not even the worst of us. Let us turn back to the Word of God and take Him at His word. There is nothing God says which is an idle word, which just fills space while He thinks of something else to say.